is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety Live. Whoops. Oh, here we go. Oh. Live on a Tuesday night. We're doing it. 9:30 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday here on the...
what are we doing here?
Just pressing the wrong buttons. Live on YouTube. That's where you're going to find us. Hit that like button. Let's get some likes tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah, we want the love. Give us the likes.
We want the love and the likes. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Craig Goldberg. Hey, shout out to Geek Dad Life. Jay had me on his show last Sunday night. Check it out. It was an hour of us talking about the future of Ghostbusters and the Plasma series. And I've seen a lot of posts this week, people saying, no, 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 it's coming. Those Plasma series figures are going to be revealed any second now. Well, you keep hitting that refresh button, son. I'm going to be down to the beach working on my tan. Just kidding.
Are
it
you?
Is 5 degrees outside.
Leonardo got an attitude tonight.
Little bit, hey, you know the joke?
Mutant mayhem, Craig? What's going on here?
You know, the joke I came up with earlier is good thing baseball season's over. It'd be a bunch of frozen umpires. Anyways, welcome to the show. Everyone looks so mad at me.
We don't like baseball references. I mean, I don't.
All right. Well, then, Ryan, sell your baseball.
But I do like puns. So
Raphael,
I mean...
figure. Get rid of him.
What? Oh, I can't. That's why? The sports turtles are my favorite turtles. Yeah, like, why is it cool. NECA do that? Scrap this turtle. Like, scrap these monsters. Let's get sports. Yeah, Jacob's with me, right? That's the Jacob Walsh look of approval if I ever saw one.
You're losing us, yeah. Although I did play sports.
Oh my God. Well, everybody, welcome to the show. Hi, the chat is already on fire. Lots of people tonight. We're going to be talking all about Super 7 and Disney and action figures and toys. And there's some new reveals today. We got some new reveals from Mondo. We got a fun action-packed hour. And by the way, tune in. We're going to do a little extreme toy anxiety tonight. So if you're part of the YHS Patreon, you can join patreon.com/yeshavesome for as little as $5 a month and get those extreme anxiety after shows and all of the bonus content we do here at YHS. Let me say hi to my co-hosts all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, Ryan Dole. Ryan, what's up, man?
Nothing. Work's been busy, but life's been good. And I just need everyone who's watching, whether you're watching live or in the replay, do us all a favor. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Give yourself an orgasm after the show.
Whoa.
I think you should treat yourself to a good, healthy orgasm. They're healthy for you to have one.
I mean, we promote health.
Honestly, I'm sex positive, but
yeah. No, just some self-love. Some self-love is important.
Yeah. You know? It's the dead of winter. Come on.
Yeah, it's cold out. Warm your soul.
Warm things up.
Yeah, let's get things heated up in here.
Well, anyways, Chats. Wasn't prepared for any of that, but yeah, do whatever you have to do to make yourself a cup of tea.
We call it a calm down here, folks.
All right. Ryan, sounds like everything's going well for you. Jacob Walsh, how are you, man?
Hey, I just wanted to say fuck. Shit. Why doesn't Geek Dad curse? That's what I want to know. I want to get down to that.
I've heard it. I've heard him.
Why doesn't he do it on his show, though? Is it for kids? Does he think kids are watching his adult toy collector show?
I think he wants
to. Where's he at? I want to know why he's not saying fuck.
Maybe his kids might watch it one day. But then he's going to be like, your friends are hilarious.
I don't know. Yeah, well, when Jay comes on our show, he says a lot of bad words. Maybe he saves them up.
Well, next time he comes on our show, we're going to tell him he's not allowed to curse on our show. We can curse, but he's not.
All right, lots of new rules tonight. Lots of new rules.
Yep.
But that's okay. Abigail, how are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm enjoying staying warm in the cold. I might leave periodically to see if there's any cats that show up on our porch to come in. But beyond that, I hope everyone out there is staying warm and enjoying their life. And I hope you're ready to talk about toys.
I like that. All right. So let's break down everything that just happened. Ryan says you need to take care of yourself.
No, Andrew, I believe being a dad would make you curse more.
Yes. Get these fucking kids away from me. No, this was great. Let's say hi to the chat. Let's say hi to the chat tonight. Because we already got a lot of people here. We do want you to hit that like button. Let the YouTube algorithm know that this is something that you're enjoying.
That you like these swears that, we're offering you tonight.
That you
we
like
got a new member.
We have a new member.
Yeah.
Let's check it out. Sure. Jamie Vaughn, new member of the channel. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you for the support.
Thank you.
I like that.
Hey, Jamie Vaughn. Is that a Transformer? Vaughn. You know what? We're okay with Transformers today.
Yeah, if you support us, we love it. Optimus Prime? Love
it. Yeah, I think that was Sound Gears.
Let's say hi to the chat. Nolan's here. Andrew Bayless. Plastic Bubble. Plastic Whoa. Bubble. BC That's DeLorean. B-Man. Blue Chainsaw Man. Daniel Quay. Patrick Gerard. Brock Parker. I don't even know what that's in response to, but
making you curse more.
Okay.
It's not the making you curse more.
Okay.
He said virgin ears later, and he's got two kids, so he's like
they're not watching.
Yeah.
Highly articulated.
Those kids are cursing. David those kids Kubal. Are cursing.
Kids curse.
God damn it, John Bryan, Jessica Parker, Tony Taylor, Christopher Alarcon, Tony Johnson, All Music Fan 88, which I always respect. Kind of music you like? All music.
All Love music.
Stephen Lawrence, Paul Morales, Jason Kreiser, lots of people. Thanos Copter, Davey Sockrocker. He says, save money on your heating bill. Create your own friction. Well, that's like a good ad. I don't know for
not PSA.
Not the gas company, but for somebody. Jose Carlos Rivera Jr. Bacon McShig is here. Johnny Cock is here. And so on and so on. Lots of people hanging out. We appreciate you guys being here early. And yes, the Ryan Dole fan club is here. Okay. So we're going to kind of get right into it. We got a couple pickups and then we got some fun discussion and some news to get into. We appreciate everyone being here. Ryan, you want to start us off? You got a pickup this week.
Oh yeah. 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 I got lots of pickups, but I'll go through them pretty quick. Cause they're pretty basic, but they're fun. We like fun. I got some retros that came in.
All right.
I got Chrysanthemum.
Yes.
Look at that cool. face. Perfect.
Hey.
Very cool. Make him run the other way.
Remember that first Chrysanthemum figure they put out?
Dude, this first, is better.
The Black Series one?
Yeah.
This is
remember how fucking bad it was?
I got Fennec Shand.
These are cool.
That's nice.
I love these. I got Bathrobe Fett.
Cool.
Which is another one I really like. This one I really, really like. It's a Tusken Raider. It's just a repaint of the other one, but this one's got soft goods. Mm-hmm. I like that. Soft goods are great. I got Cad Bane.
I haven't seen any of those retros on the shelf in a while. Do you have to order these or are you finding these in the store?
I did. Oh, no. I don't go shopping in the store anymore. I'm above that.
Oh, okay.
And then I opened up.
Hold on. These are brand new. Like this wave.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Not even
like,
shipping.
I got a couple of Joker ones out. That I already opened, yeah, but they're on the shelf and I forgot to grab them.
I'm going to have to go to Ollie's this weekend and pick some up.
Yeah, dude. They might even be at Ross by now. And I got Carson Tava's girlfriend.
How's the butt on that one?
I don't know. Let's open it. The package. Let's open the package.
Let's open it.
And then I got the TVC. Carson Tava's girlfriend.
Oh, cool.
General
Split
Harris,
that one open too.
Yeah, I'll crack that one open.
Jacob, you're all in rare form tonight.
Yeah, what happened?
I like well, because it's a good it's a calm down, kind of cold night.
It is.
Right? Mm-hmm. I got Chopper, which is this is a great. This looks awesome. Yeah.
How's the butt on Chopper?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll see if it
he must work out.
We'll ask R5D4 what they think.
Oh,
Chopper's
yeah.
butt. Right? Krennic. Another, I love Rogue One, so I have to get it.
I like that.
I got Paz Vizsla for my Clone Wars shelf. because again, very important. And then I got one of these assassin droids from Ahsoka as well. Cool. I got two more things. We can either pass the popcorn
Real quick, I don't want to interrupt the news or the pickups with news, but I think it's important that we acknowledge basically some really, really big news that happened yesterday or broke yesterday. I'm sure it happened earlier. But Steve Evans, who you all should know, he's been at Hasbro for 20 years. He's an incredible guy, incredible toy collector, a huge supporter of toys on YouTube. Jacob Walsh, you might remember the time he didn't show up at Comic-Con because he had a dodgy tummy.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And I think he's in, is he in New Zealand or Australia or England?
I think it's England.
Yeah. He's far away from here. Yeah. But
he is far away.
He's taking on a new role at Hasbro, which is pretty awesome. He's going to be overseeing both Star Wars and Marvel. And on day one, he puts out this retro collection checklist that immediately makes me like, immediately I'm like, oh God, I got to get everything I don't have. We're like right now.
It looks good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It like, looks so good.
I wasn't even interested in being a completist on this because I was like, I don't need to get the ones that are just doubles of the old. And like immediately I'm like, there's a checklist. Bring it on.
That's how you motivate, Craig.
I think if they pack in a little like fold, you know how they used to have like the little fold up, like here's what's coming with Star Wars and Marvel and whatever. If they started including these with the toys. And that way they didn't have to worry about putting them on the back so they could still have all the multiple languages there to help them save money. Sure. I think if they included these in every package, I think that would be amazing.
Give me a booklet. Yeah.
Give me a booklet. I'm with
Addie. I want a booklet. I want to keep it.
Back.
I want to take it to school.
Oh,
well, listen.
It's so smart.
Steve Evans says in the post, don't worry. I have a secret checklist for the stuff we can't quite show yet. So like, you know, just day one being like, hey, this is how you run a brand. And it's awesome. And we are excited to, we can't confirm a date yet. We're working on it. But Mr. Ryan Dole reached out and we're working on hopefully bringing Steve on to talk Star Wars, Marvel, and Hasbro here.
Should be early next month.
Also, it took somebody 30 minutes to make this checklist.
He made it. He was like,
that's
the job.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. But I mean, it's like he did it. And I mean, it's great and it's nice, but it's like you don't even need to spend that much time. Just do something cool. And then,
yeah. Can you believe they put out this checklist? There's not even active entertainment right now in Star Wars.
Yeah.
It usually takes active entertainment to get something like that. But he just went out there and
just did it.
He just did it.
I'm so stoked for him.
Me too.
I love it when he gets stuff like Muppets and Smurfs. When he gets stuff like that and he shows it off on his Instagram, I'm like,
yeah,
like that dude is an influencer 100% because he's just like, yeah, I do want to collect Smurfs today.
Hey, the influencers of today are the marketing and brand geniuses of tomorrow. There's a lot of independent content creators who make incredible stuff that's sometimes better than the official companies. And that's because they don't have as much red tape and hoops to jump through, but cool, super stoked on that. All right, I'll go for a second here because we got a half this stuff's not toys, but it's sent from a major toy man, Trevor from NECA, good friend of the podcast.
We love Trevor.
Major toy man, Trevor, brand manager.
Major, is that gimmick infringement?
Yeah, it probably is. He was kind enough to, when Dan Aykroyd was out signing bottles of Crystal Head vodka all over California a couple months ago, he was kind enough to pick one up for me. I sent him on a mission, and I got my signed Crystal Head vodka today. I'm not really a drinker, and I'm definitely not a vodka drinker, but if I'm going to drink anything, it's going to be no additives. Made from
the Herkimer diamonds.
Herkimer diamonds. Yeah, okay. This is like the iridescent kind of bottle.
Filtered through the...
Yeah, through the sands of time. I don't know. It's just really cool. And I used to have a signed Dan Aykroyd bottle a long time ago. I don't have it anymore. So now I do. Thank you to Trevor. He also sent something for a giveaway, but we're not going to do that tonight. We're going to do that another time. But also, there was a heavy thing in there, a heavy box within the box. And I was like, oh, man, I wonder what kind of toys are in here. Well, let me show you guys this. Mm-hmm. Not only were they not toys, we have one jar of tangerine marmalade.
That's amazing.
Yeah, dude.
And another jar of tangerine sriracha sauce.
Oh, give me that my citrus God. And spice.
Now, I do recall.
That sounds great.
That does sound so good. What the hell? Can I get a care package from Trevor from NECA?
At some point in the last several months, I do recall getting a text from Trevor that said, do you want jams? That's all it said.
I love that, man.
Always down
I
for
love
jams.
Him so much.
And I said yes. I just replied yes. And
just jams.
Look at us go.
Jams.
Do you want jams?
Do you want jams? The answer is yeah, we always want jam.
There's I called Attack Peter yesterday and all I got was grief.
Hey, look. There was also two recipe cards in here for spicy orange chicken meatballs and crispy tangerine beef.
Wait, give me hold on. You gave us recipes?
Wow. Oh my God. I'm sorry, but that is like the sweetest thing.
I know.
It's really nice. It's really nice.
That's cool.
Thank you.
So anyways, thank you, Trevor. Jacob, you want to go next?
I know Kyle's in the chat from Super 7. You better step up your game if you want us to like really love your shit.
Yeah. Send us some
pickle jars. I want you to send Jacob some vegan recipes.
Yeah. Send them to me.
Could you do that?
I'll cook them up.
We'll cook them up.
I only got one thing. I only got one thing, and I had to pull up my phone to give you the name of. This is from a small Safubi maker. It is Zhang Young Mao on Instagram. I had to enter a lottery to try to win this toy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I won it. And it's not of course Godzilla.
You did. It's your birthday.
It's not Godzilla because Godzilla's licensed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I got this. He's called the Yummy Kaiju.
God damn it.
That is cool.
He's got a little chef hat. He's got a little chef hat and a little spoon. And he came with.
Tangerine sriracha?
I want that.
He is cooking dinner. So he's got like.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's like a. It's got a pot,
a fire, and a pot.
Yeah, a little fire, a pot, and then there's
what's he eating on?
He's cooking a little fish.
Oh God, there's a little fish.
And then if you want, you know, you can use the pot. I've seen him use the pot as a hat a lot as well.
So cute.
But yeah, it's the only little guy I got. I had to do a lottery. I think there's only three of these out. So
these are super.
Every time
exclusive.
Jacob
one
shows
of
something.
Three here.
Jacob, your collection's getting just so prestigious.
Yeah, so boutique.
Yeah, it's the way to go.
Unique.
It is the way.
Yeah.
To go.
You gotta. Hey, we're so there are all these like a lot of Safubis are done by lottery, especially some of the smaller makers like this because they only make a few. And there was another figure that me and Jess both. Entered the lottery in case one of us didn't win it. She won it. I didn't. Mm. She won the lottery for another figure.
So you're like Christian Cage. Like you had Luchasaurus win the title, but you're wearing the title. I see what's happening.
Not this one. This one was me, but there's a new one coming. There's a new
another one.
It's a different, it's not from this person, but it's just another Safubi.
Yeah, actually, Jacob.
I love the setup.
Jacob, when I don't want to give out your business, but when you and Jess started dating, you said one of the reasons I wanted to get into a committed relationship is to double all my chances on Safubi lotteries.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was the main goal.
And
that was more territory.
Everything else is, you know.
Guess what? She won the lottery. She ain't getting dumped this month.
She won the lottery, and so did I.
Yes, that's true.
No, Jess rules. We love Jess. Jess is the best. Abby, would you enter a lottery for me
To win something? Yeah, sure.
But would you keep it or would you give it to Craig?
There's no
odds are I'd probably
keep it.
All right.
That's very cool, Jacob. Thank you for sharing that. Ryan, you have something else to show?
Yeah, I got a couple more things. My favorite toy line in the world, Marvel Legends. I actually got a movie based one. Why?
All right.
Wow.
But I missed out on this one on the first go around during, because I do collect the Captain America figures.
Okay.
I missed Infinity this one during Saga. Winter Soldier. Yep, Infinity Saga. So I got the re-release with the new head sculpts for, Captain America in Winter Soldier. So I'm stoked to have gotten that. I think I'm only like, actually, no, I'm not. I think I've got all the Steve Rogers because, ba-boom! What if?
Wow.
Right? Hydra Stomper, Steve Rogers.
That's a cool figure.
I did not realize this thing was going to be so massive. But this thing's awesome.
It's a big boy.
I can't wait to display it. So those are my pickups this week. I've got stuff cool. Just trailing in now. And speaking of Marvel Legends, do you see what comes out for pre-order this week?
What?
The Patch Wolverine with Mr. Fix-It Hulk 2-pack from the anniversary line. Plug-a-roo. I've been waiting for that set forever. I feel like I've said it enough on the show that they were listening and said, hey, let's give Dole a win.
Dole a win. Actually,
he's got a fan club.
The other night, and I'm going to highlight the fan club, and then I'm going to highlight the super chat. Ryan called me a couple days ago, and I go, hello? He goes, dude, it's snowing. I'm going to put my Wolverine costume on and go outside. Because Ryan Dole, this could be a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Ryan Dole lives the gimmick, and we respect that.
Yeah. I remember you sharing stories about going out in the snow and that. That's not for another time.
Ryan Dole fan club, this is a fun comment. Jake's got all the stuff that looks so cool, it makes you want to start collecting. Then you start collecting and realize you can't get all this cool stuff Jacob has.
Yeah, Jake already got it. And there's only three of them.
And then we have a super chat and from Matt Bush. Thank you so much. For the sanity of the chat, Jacob, please explain your empty shelves behind you.
Oh, yeah. I've been slowly doing some moving around in the toy room. And you can't see, but in front of me here, I had two squares of Kongo stuff, and I condensed Kongo into one square. And then I had Toxic Crusaders over here, moved them to another square that was empty over here.
Okay.
And then I also had two squares of Gremlins, a square of E.T., and a square of Universal Monsters NECA stuff over here, which I moved all into the hallway out of the toy room. So that's all in two DTOFs that were in the hallway, which left me with, I don't even know, like two full DTOFs of just emptiness.
Ooh.
And now I filled one square with Godzilla stuff. So I have three squares in this DTOF, a full empty DTOF here, and then I have three empty DTOF shelves in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And then I also redid all of my Godzilla stuff over the weekend to kind of condense it and just make it fit a little better. Mm-hmm. So it helped. But I'm just leaving this stuff open for now. Godzilla will go in most of it.
Cool.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I need some Godzilla minus one in my collection. That's what
you do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
100%.
Lots of Abby. Lots of people asking Jacob if he can spare a square.
Oh, that was running through my head. I kept trying to suppress it. Yes, I was like, oh, you can't spare a square. I understand the square stress. I've had to move stuff around in my DTOF, so I get it.
But I also have a giant plastic tote on the floor right here that nobody can see that is completely full of unopened toys. It's got Marvel Legends in it. A bunch of vintage Kenner real Ghostbusters, and some Batman stuff, and it's just waiting for me to open. So,
dude,
cool.
That sounds amazing. I want to open
the new stuff.
Out. Dude, come over.
I will.
Hey, Lawrence Duane, giving us a nice little plug for the Patreon here. If you're a patron and on the Discord, which is exclusive to the YHS Toy Anxiety Patreon, there's a new Shelfie channel with detailed photos of Jake's organized shelves.
Thanks, Lawrence.
By the way, who created that channel? Because I loved it.
I did.
I was like, I got in there and I was getting so mad. I was like, everybody's collections look so good.
can we get rid of the AI channel on there?
Who made that?
Yeah, I don't know.
AI art.
Someone's on my shit list.
Probably AJ.
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 No, he's great. Okay, so Abigail, do you have something to show off?
Yeah, actually, I do. I'm not planning on opening them right now, though. I got three of these little blind boxes.
More ecto minis?
More ecto minis.
Open one right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll do one, but I'm going to save these two for extreme.
Okay, you do that, and I'll show off one more thing. Ryan, do you have anything else?
No, I'm good. It's all you.
Okay.
My dude.
All right. Real quick, we got a package today from Phantasm Toys, our good friends Tony Taylor and Baducci Brendan Pierce. I think his middle name's Baducci. I don't know. I don't know how that works. But they're great, great guys. They're doing amazing work at Phantasm Toys. Big package showed up. So there's two things in there. I'll show off the big one, and the other one I think will be Jake's. But guys, what I'm holding right now is insane. I knew they were making these Vigo heads, and there was different sizes. Look, I've got a big head.
Okay? Holy moly!
Look how big this
what?
Is.
So big.
This is the Vigo. Here, let me try to.
That is amazing.
Put the spotlight out of here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a little light
Can you
here.
Put a light know. Underneath them
that's
or inside of them?
The way to do it.
Well,
listen.
That's all right.
That is so fun.
This is a big Vigo head. It's got this like dripping goo finish.
Please tell me he's grape flavored. Like he gets scented. Like he.
I've been licking them all day.
I just want to remind Tony and Baducci that you know there's four of us on this podcast. You know?
No, listen, you hold know, on.
I think mine's stuck in customs. It must.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get that.
There's also the. These are both big. This
oh,
is
the, there's two of them.
The medium one
I'm gonna, yeah.
is for Jacob. This is the class 10.
Yeah.
Temporary packaging. Hell it's yeah. not the finished packaging. But this is the Vigo XL.
That is ridiculous.
It's so big, and I can't wait to put it on the shelf and, you know, talk to it, say nurturing things to it.
No, calm really... down with it.
That's what Egon, I'm saying. It looks.
Are
like...
you calming down with the slime?
Or sex positive. We love it.
Sex positive, which means tonight, me and Vigo on the
Mainly
town.
Vigo.
So this thing's really crazy cool. This is the XL, and yeah,
Jesus
yeah, you gotta go big.
This is the Magnum Vigo. Okay,
The Magnum Vigo.
This is Magnum Vigo. These are available for pre-order now. Thank you so much, guys, for sending it over. I'm just gonna hold this the rest of the show.
Yeah.
No, it's just like he's like my little like. One of those things, ventriloquist kind of thing. Like, so anyways,
I was gonna say he's your shake weight.
That ain't right there.
Like, hey Vigo, what do you think? You know, he was a very powerful magician. Apparently. Yeah. So, okay,
close the box.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, thank you guys for sending.
Yeah,
that
rolls. Way to go, Tony.
Abby, yeah. Did you get a mini?
Oh yeah, I was so distracted by that. That huge
big,
Vigo
magnificent
head. That big. Purple. Okay. Excuse me. I got this.
Swollen.
I know. I'm like, let's stop. Slimer with little Stay Puft marshmallows. And
oh, that's so cute.
He's got some slime coming out of his mouth. So that's cute. Hey, look at that. That's a cute little butt.
Cute little butt.
Right there.
Nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Flash, thank you for the super chat. Craigslist pickup will be a baby for Vigo. Yes, yes. That's how this is all happening. I have
that's
going to
be in the next containment unit packaging.
A child.
Oh.
Okay.
And wife to me.
So, guys, lots of people watching. We appreciate you being here. Let's get into some of this news. We'll do a couple quick things that were happening today. Then we'll talk about the Super 7 chaos. And we'll move on. Okay. Unless does anybody have anything else before we move on?
No.
Brick something says, my mother-in-law just saw that Vigo and looked away so fast.
I know.
In shame.
In shame.
Okay, here we go. So, couple reveals today. Let's start with this because this was pretty awesome. Super 7 Ultimate Shogun Godzilla 1995. Now, I'm not as up to date on this stuff, Jacob? Is this something that had been revealed before? Or is this just a better look at it?
They teased it pretty recently. They've been putting out, you know, some different Shogun Godzillas. But this is like, you know, this is the 1995 Burning Godzilla version. So like in Godzilla versus Destoroyah, the Heisei Godzilla, like he has a meltdown. He has this like burning effect on him, and they're just you know, putting that on the Shogun figure, which is kind of insane.
Okay.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The mad scientists at Super 7 have done it again. Vintage Shogun Godzilla.
They're scientists?
They are, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to be to know Godzilla stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a lot of study. Yeah,
that's totally fair.
Jacob, now is this something you're going to pick up?
Yeah, I might get this. I haven't been buying all of these. I got a couple of their... is this an ultimate or is
it's
this
an ultimate? Yeah, okay. It's a big boy.
Yeah, I might. I haven't picked up any of the Shogun ultimates. I got a couple of their reactions. Mm-hmm. And then I own the original Shogun Godzilla. But yeah, this is the coolest one they've done so far.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Very cool. Love it. Very, very cool. And let's talk about this as well. This was revealed today. This pre-order from our good friends at Mondo. Mm-hmm. This is the Juggernaut soft vinyl figure timed edition. Sorry about that. Powered by the Crimson Gem of... Fuck, why do I do this to myself? Because I don't know this shit like you guys. Is it Sidorak?
Yeah, you're close enough.
All right. We've measured the biggest, baddest Juggernaut you've ever seen. 12 inches tall, 15 inches in width. Massive soft vinyl figure features swivel articulation of the arms, fists, and boots. So what, Jacob, Ryan?
Yeah.
What is this, like
the coolest thing ever?
Yeah. Like what,
actually, where does, it is.
So this is kind of a stylized soft vinyl. Like where does this fit into the collection?
Jacob, you want to go first?
Well, I mean, I don't think this is kind of its own thing, I think, but it fits in just by buying it and putting it on your shelf because look at it. Yeah, I mean, it's not – I don't know if they've done – I'm not sure if Mondo's done other X-Men figures in this style or any. Like, have they done anything in this kind of style yet?
Yeah, this is the first one.
Yeah.
But just like Patrick Garrett saying too, and Christopher Alcaron, this does have very much big Capcom vibes for me.
Oh, right.
Like, because if you take a look at, like, because he's a big boy in the video games, and just the way that the big shoulders, the big long arms.
Mm-hmm. But it is soft vinyl as well. Like, this is a Safubi figure. I want, I'm imagining, like, if you look at this toy. And you're like, oh, it's cool, but maybe I'm gonna pass on it. Imagine the whole Brotherhood of Mutants like this in this style. Can you imagine like a saber tooth?
Yeah,
like this or a like
the blob.
They're Come gonna on. Make more. Like they're gonna make more in this style. So
they, I love this style. This is, oh my god, what's his? What's his
Attack
name?
Peter.
Not Attack Peter who designed this. This Hector. Is Hector painted it.
Is this
it.
A Hector?
Tommy.
Hector... Tommy, thank you.
I'm just reading.
Yeah. Oh, it is Tommy Hodges. Yes. He goes by like May, June, July, August on Instagram.
Okay.
Beautiful work.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I don't know what the limited time is. I don't know when these stop going for pre-order. I got to figure out my work situation fully before I dive into this.
Before you make these large
payment.
Purchases?
There's yeah. Payment plans. There's payment plans.
Yeah, but that's still, I got to make sure.
Hey, I have some payments. Go. Hey, let me ask
payment
you.
Payment plan is basically free.
Just, it's like giving away.
Money is.
It's like they're giving you money.
They're pretty much giving it. Yeah, they're paying me to take it.
Abby, what do you think of that?
I mean, this is awesome. Like, I love the fact that both arms are as big as the entirety of the, like, the torso and the legs.
Yeah, it's really
cool. Yeah, it's awesome. You just want to grab it, and you feel stronger just holding it. And, yeah, that's just a really cool thing.
Oh, I'm going to sleep with this. This is going to the bed.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. It's a lot of muscle. It's a lot of love.
I want to – listen, I'm not trying to make any bold claims. We have a lot of friends at different toy companies. We are equal opportunity friends with –
Shillers? Oh, I thought that's what you were going to say. We're equal opportunity shillers.
We are. We are. We're coming out of our shills any way we can.
Right.
NECA, Super 7, Mondo, Hasbro, mm-hmm. whatever. I think this is going to be Mondo's year. Like, Mondo has been coming up the last couple of years. More, you know, 1/6 scale X-Men, Batman animated series.
Dude, it's Rogue. Rogue is next month for pre-order.
Mm. Oh, God, I guys, follow Ryan Dole on Instagram if you're looking for some the most up-to-date Rogue fan art. I mean, it's like all day. I love
all day because people keep sending it to me, and I'm like, well, gotta share it. Gotta share it.
But I really like Peter and Hector. They you can. There's a passion. It's not just because mm-hmm. they're not only running the toy wing of Mondo, but they're also designing the stuff.
Well, they're also collectors. It's not like it's not quite the same as just we're making toys to be sold. We're making toys that we would want.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And that we would want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm highly anticipating the next time they do a Batman figure. Because I think Batman animated series needs to have better representation in my collection, and I think it's going to be Mondo that does it. It's not going to be McFarlane, I know that. So,
hey, not with those prices.
Mondo Farland now. but yeah, this is awesome. So, let's see. Timed pre-order. Here we go. Ship in July.
Ships in July, but what's the time up on this?
I think it probably is a couple days, maybe a week. Well, we'll get confirmation from them, but also $18 a month with shop pay. That ain't nothing.
$18?
That's a half a tank of gas.
That's a succulent Chinese meal.
A succulent Chinese meal.
Ryan knew exactly what I was referencing.
Yeah, this is in my manifest, this juggernaut.
Hey, shout out to the
I'm 100% chat. With you, Jacob.
Lots of people tuning in tonight. Appreciate
thanks
you guys
for watching,
here.
Y'all.
We're gonna get to this Super 7 conversation in a second. A couple more pieces of news. Well, speaking of McFarlane, I just wanted to touch on this real quick. The new Batman Adventures Wave 1 full picks. Dole, are you in or out?
Sorry. I'm still laughing about succulent Chinese meal.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I love it. It makes me... I don't like these. I think they look cheaper compared to the DC Direct ones that came out. Mm-hmm. I like the little pack-in things they have of like the little animation cell wannabe things. A bit hard, easy pass for me.
Okay.
Is Batgirl's leg broken?
Yeah, something's up with that. Like,
something's looks, definitely
it's,
up.
It's definitively like a weaker looking, like smaller looking torso. It's bizarre. Like
she looks like she got frog legs.
Yeah. I don't like that.
She looks like my uncle's wife, we call Amphibian.
No,
Craig.
No, but it looks like someone molding this just pinched really hard on the way.
Don't make jokes like that in front of the Killer Croc, please. It's rude.
Dude, yeah.
All right, I'll stop. Okay. Okay, we can move on from this. One more thing, because this is one of my stresses this week, guys. This Back to the Future 3 DeLorean. Mm-hmm. I have been on a payment plan for the Back to the Future 2 DeLorean. It's almost, I think I've only got a couple payments left. And I've got the Marty and Doc coming as well. It's been like a year of this. And the Back to the Future 2 DeLorean has it flies, you know, it's got the stand where it goes up in the air. But this is awesome. Back to the Future 3 is, I love this movie. I like this movie more than 2. What's going on in the chat?
It's not even a hot take. I feel
that's
like
not a hot take. It's more fun. She's a little mean spirit.
Now, Craig, here's my question.
Yeah.
So twofold.
Yeah.
One, are you seriously thinking about getting this one as well? And if the answer to that, all right, never mind.
Well, no, keep going. Maybe yes.
I was gonna say if the answer to that was, is yes, would you get this one and then like get a, you know, start to get annoyed or be like, well now I have to try to find the part one DeLorean?
No, here's the thing, because it's all the same car. I don't feel like you need three. Like it just gets modified throughout. Oh, actually no, there is two DeLoreans in the third movie. Okay. Let's not go down that road. What I'm saying is I specifically think the Back to the Future 3 Hot Toys look way better than the Part 2 Hot Toys. I feel like for whatever reason, the sculpts on Marty and Doc are just better.
Wait, you think these are better than the Part 2? Is that what you're saying?
Sorry, guys. I don't know what it's doing. Yes, I think the Back to the Future 3 Hot Toys look better than the Part 2.
All right, hold on. I got more questions. So
yeah.
Now, you don't have Marty or Doc. Are you going to get them or are you just doing the car?
No, I do. I've got, they both are on a payment plan. Yeah.
Okay. So wait, so you're getting part three, Marty and Doc, but you're getting the part two car?
Yeah, because the part two DeLorean was revealed last year. They just revealed this DeLorean
right
this week, but I want to put them on here.
It sounds like a dilemma to me.
Sounds like a DeLorean dilemma.
Hey, my big question is for upcoming BC thumbnail DeLorean and other movie cars.
Yeah.
Because he owns this car. He owns a time machine. He owns Johnny Carson's DeLorean. Is he getting this? I know you're in the chat, and I just got to know if he's getting this.
He owns
too.
Johnny Carson's DeLorean? Does Carson
he
know?
He does. I don't think so. I think he's dead.
I don't think he knows much anymore.
He was like, oh, well, BC DeLorean and other cars too. Weird, wild stuff. He owns my DeLorean. Ah. Anyways, I want that.
Wow, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh,
this
is no, this is not a testing ground.
Hey, this is a fucked
this
up
is where
episode.
You bring the good stuff. Brian brought some good stuff.
Oh, well, let's get into the good stuff here, okay? Because I was pretty damn happy with our thumbnail tonight. Even an unnamed member of the toy community reached out and told me he really liked it. Did everybody see the thumbnail?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Jakey didn't see it.
I'll look at it.
No.
I'm gonna share it for the segment anyway. So I wanna do that. All right. So this all stems from an interview that Brian Flynn, owner and operator of Super 7, did I always call them the Foosh guys, but they're not the Foosh anymore. So the former Foosh guys, Veebs. Fans formerly known as Foosh. Specifically talking about what the deal is with Super 7's relationship with Disney. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about Super 7 and Disney, we are not only talking about, you know, Disney Ultimates and Disney Reactions and Roger Rabbit Reactions. We are also talking about all of their Simpsons product. So Simpsons Ultimates,
Muppets as well, correct?
And Muppets, anything that falls under the Disney banner. So,
but to make also that clear as well, that does not include Sesame Street. That's a different whole set of.
Okay,
people.
That's good. That's a good. That's a good clarification. Thank you for that. So having said all that, Brian Flynn, as you know, I tried to kind of understand what the deal was. Mm-hmm. But long story short, as of right now, the relationship is on hold, and seems like there's a lot of different reasons for that. Here's the thumbnail, by the way.
Oh yeah, I just saw it.
It's so
I think
cute.
It's really cute. It's very cute.
So let's start with Simpsons. They rolled out. We talked a lot about the Simpsons Ultimates when they came out. I bought the first wave. According to Brian Flynn, the Simpsons Ultimates did not do nearly as well as they were expecting. So let's start there. Ryan, I know you think about this all the time.
Dude, I thought about it, I think, three times today.
What do you think the reason is that the Simpsons Ultimates specifically didn't fare as well as maybe that Super 7 hoped?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I sometimes think it might have been just not releasing just the Simpsons. I think that might have had something to do with it.
Okay.
But I'm weird, right? Because I kind of like that they would do like these like these just off the wall one-off characters. But at the same time, if you're starting a new Simpsons collection, you're going to want Bart and Lisa and Maggie and Homer not in a spacesuit necessarily. Because I always thought, like, you make the Simpsons and Grandpa and everybody, but you come with a companion. Maggie, I don't know. This stuff all of a sudden just, I want companion everything, by the
companion
way.
Companion what, Maggie?
Companion Maggie's, right? Like, it's just, I don't know. I always thought just making the Simpsons, right, like, just would have been good.
Yeah.
That's me.
Super Sevens.
Yeah.
Super Sevens, like, they're also kind of assuming that whoever is going to collect these lines want to collect 100 toys. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think everybody who likes The Simpsons enough to buy the toys wants to buy. They're like, I mean, if you see Wave 1 come out and it's this, you know, you're like, okay, pass. Like what Ryan said, I just want to get maybe the main family. Not everybody is looking to have this like massive collection of just, you know, of whatever the you know, the figures are, whether it's Simpsons or Ninja Turtles or whatever. Some people just want to get the main four, or some people just want to get the main thing. And I wonder if that you know, is a strike against Super Seven. Is their weird? They're just their weird way of like.
But the, well, that's a like really
so
the,
random.
Yeah, the first wave should be like a must have. Like, absolutely, it appeals to everyone. So I think that's, yeah.
Right. I've got a lot of thoughts on this, but Ryan, go.
What I did love with the reaction figures, though, is that they were making toys based on the entertainment in the show.
I so like had the reactions.
Those like the cool. McBain figures, the Troy McClure figures. But again, they were all based
Treehouse
off
Horror.
Just yeah.
Well, I
Treehouse
really,
of Horror, yes, great example. Yeah.
That's one of that. Their Treehouse of Horror reactions is one of those lines that every time I saw it in store, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna start collecting these. Like,
right.
You never do, but you say it to yourself. You say it, and then you're like, oh, it's $20 for a 4-inch figure.
Cutthroat Comics with a super chat. Thank you so much. It says Super Seven should have done Ultimates in 5-packs. That's just my opinion. Have a great day. Ooh. Thank you.
5-packs.
So here's a couple things. Ultimates, first of all, they're expensive. They're $60 or $50 or whatever.
55.
55. And I think with something like The Simpsons has a huge general fan base. The Simpsons has a cult following. The Simpsons has the World of Springfield line from Playmates, where they literally made a nice looking detailed figure of every character.
Yeah, I have one of those.
And play sets, backdrops. They did everything.
So we used to, during the pandemic, we used to fantasy book Super Seven lines, and it was always fun because it's like, oh, I think Super Seven was kind of like going along the lines of, hey, let's only include one like main core character in every wave and then include some more obscure stuff. And that way the line can last longer.
Hey, let's do that next week.
Let's do that.
Okay. Fantasy book Euphoria Ultimates.
Well, no, like maybe everybody can fantasy book a Super Seven Ultimate line.
I'd love that. I would absolutely
love
that.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
But Jacob, I agree with you in the sense that there's plenty of people who would just want the main line. So this was wave one, which was Homer in a spacesuit, Poochie, regular Mo, and then Itchy and Scratchy robots. So it's pretty obscure here.
Yeah.
So what the unfortunate thing is the Toy Collector magazine wave that was announced is not happening. So there is, I don't think they completed the family, did they?
I don't think so.
Because so that was wave one. And then wave two was, okay. So wave two was, No main family members. Real quick, I'm just going to share it real quick. So this is specifically Simpsons, right? So wave two was, you know, Krusty and Bartman, I think, are must-have characters. I think Duff is a must-have character. Wait,
Bartman. I forgot that they made that. No,
I'm buying these.
I want it. I'm getting it.
I just talked myself back in.
Yeah.
So anyways, the line is not doing as well. And in the general conversation Brian Flynn was having with Super 7, it sounds like Super 7 and Disney have different ideas of what will be successful. Now, Ryan, when it came to Disney Ultimates, I thought they started off with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
Thought the first two waves were really fun.
Right. Kinda... Actually, even the third one, that's the Alice in Wonderland one, right?
Yeah, but then it got kind of weird. They did that Nightmare Before Christmas was like, oh, this is our next wave of Disney Ultimates. I was like, wait, okay.
No, but I thought that was, I think that should have been called not Disney Ultimates, but that should have been Nightmare Before Christmas Ultimates. That should have been a whole different thing, I think.
Sure, but then didn't, what was the line, what was the wave that got canceled?
That was the Rescuers Down Under.
The down Rescuers Down, that never happened.
Or just the Rescuers.
So clearly,
yeah, it was Rescuers, not not the Superior Rescuers Down Under.
Yeah,
real quick. Johnny Cock, I support the idea for next week's episode. Happy birthday, Mr. Jacob Walsh. Also, Jacob, are your toy shelves blocking doors and windows?
Oh, I'm not answering that. Yeah, those are closets, and they are blocked. My house is not big enough to not block doors and windows. Almost every window in my house is blocked with toy shelves. I just can't help it.
There you go. Here's another one.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we got this one.
Patrick says, Flynn essentially said Super 7 loves stuff that barely makes minimum order quantity, and Disney loves maximizing sales. So, yeah.
They like niche. Disney wants mass.
Yeah, and I think that's probably one of the core issues here, right? Because at the end of the day, Super 7 is making like Misfits figures and like weird stuff that appeals to like a very small, you know, group of hardcore fans.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the comments a little bit.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Well, I was just going to say, you're just saying Davey just said it exactly.
Yeah.
Super 7 has a very punk rock mentality where they're like, we make what we want. That leads to cool figures, but not always huge sales.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't want to sell out. Yeah, it's they're very different from Disney's ideals.
I'm not going to highlight that one, Kyle. I don't want to put you on blast, but Kyle, we love
it's
Kyle.
What we're thinking. Yeah, and Kyle, we love you. Kyle, thanks for watching.
Kyle, yeah. We're in love with you.
I love Kyle.
Kyle, we love you.
Yeah.
Brian Brank, wait. So Disney sells the license to the company and then tells the company what to make. Kind of seems like it should be the other way around since Disney doesn't make the toys. No, but Disney makes dreams. Okay.
They make magic.
Yeah. They do. So, I think it's a bummer because even though I wasn't continuing, well, you know what? We're asking all these hypothetical questions, and something just dawned on me.
Got a topless centaur at all from Fantasia. It's going to bug me for the rest of my life. And where are the mermaids from Peter Pan? They could have done a whole Ultimates wave of that.
and the ones that made out with Robin Williams and Hook.
Yeah,
where are those mermaids?
Yeah, where's my Hook Ultimates?
Real quick, I'm posing these hypothetical questions, but I bought the whole first wave of Super 7 Simpsons with full intentions of collecting the line, and then I sold them before wave 2 hit. So I have to dig deep into my brain and go, what happened? I think it's what we're saying is that I don't have the room or the budget to commit that much money. A couple waves a year, $500-$600 a year on Simpsons figures as even a casual fan. Like I like the first couple seasons and probably haven't watched it in 20 years. I don't know.
You know what would have been cool? If they got the rights to the Disney princesses. And they did Princess Ultimates.
Well, when
a built-in market.
When we first heard they were doing Disney Ultimates, we talked about how awesome it would be if they did princesses or stuff from the park ride.
Belle, Gaston, and Beast as Ultimates alone would be like a dream come true.
Yeah, especially since Beast was in the Marvels.
What is with you tonight? Are you
Tales all this time? Stinker. All right, I'm just listen. It's cold. It's very cold out.
It's hard to think. It's hard to be funny when it's cold.
So, anyways, it's a little bit of a bummer, but it's kind of. I think it's a little bit of a wake up call for collectors too. Like, hey, if there's a line in a company that, you know, if there's a line going at a company that you like and it's a little bit on shaky ground, it can go away. They're not just going to keep making them forever. It's a bummer. I don't know. Any other thoughts, Ryan? Yeah.
No, I'm sad.
Yeah, it's a tale.
No Muppet Ultimates either, right? No Muppet Ultimates.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, that's Somebody's most interested in. Yeah,
somebody has got to be. I don't understand why there aren't Muppet toys happening.
Hey, Kyle, like I don't know if you can speak to it, but you're in the chat. Yeah. We're Muppet. Let's ask Mr. Kyle, see if he answers like a magic eight ball. Did you guys ever think about
like a Ouija board?
Yeah, like a Ouija board. did you guys try to do Muppet Ultimates and why didn't they happen? Let's see if we'll answer that. All right, so we're going to be rounding down the show here a little bit earlier than normal because we are going to get to Extreme and there's work obligations and everything else. Jacob, do we have sad comments tonight?
Yes.
All right, we do have sad comments tonight, so that's great. That's great. Cool. Well, Muppets is owned by Disney.
Yeah, they lost the license, but they never. I just hope they do like they do us good, and they make a Big Bird Ultimate to go with the reaction figures. Throwing that out there, Kyle.
Kyle, what was that?
What the fuck was that?
That was me going. That's my Big Bird hands. He's got the three fingers.
Oh, okay. There you go. Cool. Well, we'll wait to see if the Magic 8-Ball Kyle can address that question. Mm-hmm. And I don't have anything else to say other than, like, it was a little bit of a bummer. But I will shout out to Brian Flynn and Super 7 for at least being transparent. Because mm-hmm. I do think that's important. Mm-hmm. He could have easily been like, well, things are on hold, but we're going to see. And he was just like, no, it's basically done. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. What was it on Seinfeld? Forget Bozo. It's done. How about Bozo Ultimates? Not a bad idea. Abigail, anything else?
Nah, we love Kyle. And yeah, my heart goes out to Super 7. Just says things change, but that's the industry. So yeah, it's going to be okay.
You need a broski. Like, we're here for you, Super 7. Like, we'll hang out.
Yeah.
Always here for you. Always love you.
We'll give you $55.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not taking sides here. I'm still going to Disneyland.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, will you be
take pictures and post them where you can see them? You know, like.
Now, Ryan, how did you feel about, you know, on the Major Wrestling Figure podcast, Matt Cardona and crew all took their Fantasia Mickey Mouse Ultimates and got them signed by Mickey Mouse.
I think that's awesome.
Can't try and act cooler. Yeah.
I would get a figure signed by a mouse. All right. Anyways. Okay.
Well, you have the reaction collection. Do you not?
Well, I do. That's my personal bummer is I've got a bunch of Super 7 Disney reactions. I think I have all the Disney ones. I think I'm missing a couple Roger Rabbit ones, but yeah, it's a bummer. They look good. Jacob, when you walked into my room and saw that shelf, you went, ooh, I like this.
Yeah. They all look great.
Yeah. So anyways. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, let's get into some sad comments here because it's about that time. And by the way, I know we didn't do any Ghostbusters talk tonight, but
we have a whole other channel.
For that. There's none to do.
Break from it.
Yeah. There's none to do. We did it last week. Yeah, did it Sunday. There's
all the toys are out. We hope you're finding it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Like we already did an unboxing of a containment unit, little Slimer dude. We're good.
Yeah. Hey, we have a super chat, and then we'll get ready for some sad comments. By the way, big crowd tonight. Thank you guys for being here. Mm-hmm. Davey Sockrocker, thank you so much. Super 7 should have taken a cue from NECA and did 90s Disney like Gargoyles. Fantasia appeals to 60 and over fans.
Ouch.
I love Disney, Renaissance Disney Afternoon Ultimates like Little Mermaid, Beast, Darkwing Duck, and Gummy Bear.
Darkwing Duck.
Dude, I would have liked some Little Mermaid, like the alternate mermaids from the beginning. Athena, Adela.
What?
He's talking about Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the other mermaids from the opening sequence of The Little Mermaid, which was my favorite animated Disney movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah. Phew, you're going to have to fight Brock for that title. I want to see you and Brock Parker go on Judge Steve Harvey to see who's the biggest Little Mermaid fan.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of you will come out looking good.
That's funny. I care about Little Mermaid more than most people. Is that the quote?
Yeah.
Guys, I am tired and loopy tonight. I think I just looked at that Crystal Head vodka and got a little spaced out tonight. Anyways. All right, Jacob. So sad comments. Mm-hmm. We do it. It's a fun segment. We haven't had it in a couple weeks because there hasn't been that. It's been pretty quiet out there.
It's been pretty hard to find sad comments, but listen, right when you're in a jam, Todd McFarlane comes to the rescue. Mm-hmm. And every one of my sad comments tonight are from him.
All right. So there we go. Sad comments is our weekly segment where we scour the internet for the latest commentary on toys, action figures, collectibles. We go to social media pages like Hasbro Pulse, McFarlane, Mattel Creations, and we find the commentary and we give a voice to the voiceless. So tonight, yeah, it's all about McFarlane. Hey,
when we're happy, that usually means somebody is sad, and Jacob's here to read it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. It's all about Todd tonight. The Todd father. The, I don't know, Dr. Todd fellow. From Halloween.
My mother, Todd.
Halloween Horror Nights. All right, so Jacob, what's our first one here?
It's on, what is it? This new Kid Flash figure. All of these are about pricing, basically.
Yeah, because there's some major price increases happening over at McFarlane. After he said, like 2 weeks ago, said, I don't need any more money.
Yeah.
And then his accountant was like, actually. all right, here we go. Sad comment number one. Flash kids figure. McFarlane Toys.
Wow, Todd. You were the one person holding the ship afloat. And you fucked it. You fucked it with this $40 price tag. And coming from a Mezco collector. I'm not worried about a high price tag on a figure, but these are not $40 figures. They aren't even $30 figures.
Dude, I like the mixed metaphor of holding the ship and then fucking the ship.
Holding the ship
and then fucking the ship.
You like that it's coming from a Mezco collector.
So funny.
And I'm a Mezco collector.
Yeah, that's like people who collect Mezco think that like they're part of high society.
Yeah. I'm a Mezco collector.
I donate
a Mezco hat.
I have annual donations to the Wayne Foundation. Yeah. I'm doing pretty good.
Different tax bracket.
I'm in a whole other tax bracket thanks to Mezco.
Yeah. I regularly spend $80. On action figures.
Mm-hmm.
And you
Todd
fucked it,
Margo.
Todd. All right, here we go. What's the second one come from?
This is on the Spectre. Same kind of stuff.
All right, here we go.
Wrong sized hands? Check. Disproportionately long legs? Check. Give it a hood and take away the neck? Check. Strange choice made for a flowing cape? Check. Pins? Check. Knees and elbow edges so sharp they can cut glass? Check. A new, slightly increased price by an itty-bitty 50%? Check.
Wow.
That's almost you know what?
Poetic.
I heard that Hal Jordan is on the Spectre.
Timestamp. Gonna do a timestamp.
Oh, come on. What? He's on
the... I didn't even get it. Okay. Anyways. Check.
Check. Check. I love the structure. Repetitive. Check. Check.
Yeah. Well,
I followed along.
That was insane.
Tiny hands.
Check.
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 All right, here we go. Here we go.
One more. This is also about the pricing. And this one was funny because McFarlane's like official account had left a pinned a comment to the top. And it was like trying to calm people down about the pricing. And it was like, hey, here's a discount code.
All right. Todd McFarlane, the man who once spent $3 million on a baseball, charging $50 for whatever he sells. Here we go.
Hey, Todd, your math is way off. The sale bundle price is $135, and 10% off with the MTS discount brings it down to $121.50. Divide that by four, and it comes out to an average of $30.38 rounded off. So my question to McFarlane Toys, is the price listing correct? Because your staff is giving out bogus numbers and sending messages stating that this is a slight increase. The Build-A-Figure price tag increased from $24.99 to $39.99. That is a 60% increase. No way you can keep brainwashing loyal fans to think this is a slight increase. Insane. Do you know how many young adult male collectors are going into debt and still living in their parents' basement?
Oh, that's why. Oh my God.
What happened?
Sorry.
Keep going. No, we're just laughing.
I was touched. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the this is a ripoff as the last.
Doing the Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh man, I love that Todd is the reason why these collectors are living in their parents' basement.
Well, because that's what Abby was saying.
Like, that's what resonated with me. I was like, that's the reason.
That's why he's mad.
Yeah.
Because he's in his basement.
We're blaming Todd. Yeah. All right.
Holy shit.
That one actually isn't Todd's fault, I think.
Hey, yes. He's responsible for a lot of things. Guys, this has to happen.
Yeah, you're a male collector.
Young adult male collector.
Check.
Bye.
Check.
This is where the fun begins.
Check. Adult. Check.